Well, good morning. Good morning, TMC family. Good morning, good morning. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this day that you have made. We thank you for guiding our thoughts this morning. We thank you, oh God, because you are the Most High, God. And we are thanking you for just waking us up this morning. We're grateful for this beautiful day. We thank you for our psalmist that brought us through to worship and brought us, seated us, and just brought us through to the Most High God. We thank you for setting her, for setting the tone this morning. We're asking that that you would allow that our anointed speaker to come forth this morning and give us a word that would just come from on high. I just want you to sit at your seat with your pen and your paper, oh God. We just thank you. We just thank you, God, because you are God. You are you're precious in our sight. And as we go forth this morning, we thank you. We thank you. We're overjoyed with all that you've done for us. We're overjoyed with our hearts and with the things that you have put in our minds, oh God. We are overjoyed this morning, and we just thank you and we praise you. And I'm Minister Rosalind Peters, and I'm greet you here from Bowie, Maryland, and I'm gonna welcome the host that will come on right now. Host, are you there? We have our host for this morning. Well, good morning, good morning. We don't have our host.
Good morning, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Glory to God, glory to God. Good morning to you. Thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning. We thank God for you, and I tell you, oh my goodness, I'm still basking in God being our Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He is definitely worthy to be praised. Again, thank you, Psalmist Kaylin, for just basking in the presence of the Lord and allowing us to share with you as you worship the Lord this morning. Good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell, and I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And I, along with Minister Roslyn, say welcome to the Master's Call. And we're so thankful to God that you have joined us this morning. I'm telling you, I'm just trying to get myself together because when you come before the presence of the Lord and just worship him in spirit and in truth, it sets you into a different atmosphere. But let me tell you a little bit about this call. It started back in October 2010 with our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we're so thankful that they said yes to the Master. It's something about saying yes to the Master. Yes, yes, yes. And the scripture that we stand on is Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we do have a website. It is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. There you'll see all the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, our theme is in 2019, God's Hand of Justice, Integrity, and Truth in Me, Individually and Corporately, will clearly be seen. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And we're so thankful to God that he has brought us all together here. Many of you might want to be a part of this ministry, and we would gladly be so excited, ecstatic, by the way, to have each and every one of you join us. I mean, you could greet as Minister Roslyn did so wonderfully, or you can host, which is what I'm doing. And to send the information, you can send it to info@themasterscall.net. Now, you may even have prayer requests or a praise report that you want to give. And we definitely want to pray with you, for you, and rejoice with you. Again, that send it to info@themasterscall.net. Now, let me briefly tell you what brought us all together is this great health and wellness company called Artist International that was established by Antonio Diaz de Leon over 30 years ago. And we're so thankful that we're still operating under Artist Life, and we definitely have the best products on this side of heaven. Yes, we do. And you can get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll be more than happy to share with you great information about these awesome, awesome products. Now, also today is Awareness Wednesday with our phenomenal health and wealth coach. I call them King and Queen Flanagan, Victoria Flanagan and Reggie Flanagan. Definitely will share with you this morning about more information on our products. And today's topic is bipolar. So get on this call that's right after this call. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Again, the topic is bipolar disorder. And if you need a bypass, to dial first before you dial that number in case your provider wants to charge you, is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. Now, we're so thankful that we have another phenomenal message coming forth this morning. I just feel it in my bones. Yes, I do. And we're thankful to God that we have a woman of God that's going to come forth and share with us a word from the Lord. She's definitely no stranger to this call. As a matter of fact, she's been with us, I think, since the inception of this call. And I'm so thankful that I come to know her personally as well as collectively as a group. She is definitely a minister who stands on God's word, who loves God's word, who believes God's word, and you'll see that she can teach and preach God's word. I'm talking about the phenomenal Minister Kai Brown. This woman of God has been giving us a series that's definitely been blessing our hearts, and she's been telling us to stand on God's promises, preach his promises, and not our pain. And I'm so thankful that she's coming back today to give us more of what God has given her. She is a woman who lives in Stone Mountain, Georgia. She is a woman of God who has raised a son who is definitely a blessing to the masses. As a matter of fact, God has given him a different assignment in my neighbor state, Alabama. We are so thankful that he is a man of God who worshiped the Lord and then honors his mother. And that says something about our minister, Kai Brown. This woman of God is a blessing. She's an engineer, electrical engineer by trade. She is a woman who has served around the country. She has published a book called When God Burst the Ministry. And I can go on and on, but I tell you what, I definitely want to hear what God has to say through her. So I am putting myself aside and allowing her to come forth as our one and only minister for today as we pray through this day of 9/11. I introduce to some, present to others, our phenomenal speaker for the hour, Minister Kai Brown from Stone Mountain, Georgia. Are you there, Minister Kai?
I am here, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, woman of God. Take it away.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, our beautiful prayer general and Mississippi Queen. We are so thankful for you hosting with such Jesus joy. And, of course, I need to say thank you to the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for their yes. Their yes to God, which is why we can come here and get a word from him. And, of course, giving God all the praise, all the glory, and all of the honor. We're going to jump right back into the message. As Minister Brenda said, last week we started a message, preach God's promises, not your pain. And we talked about several of the promises of God that we find in the Word. And the last one is what came from 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. So that was the last promise we talked about. And we can't, you know, I could go on forever if we just talked about the promises. So instead of going through more promises, because if you've got your book, then you've got all the promises you need from God. So we're going to talk together about some practical ways of preaching God's promise and not our pain. Again, you know, like I said, too many promises. So as we approach the practical, there are some things we need to know. There are some tangible things. And if you know me at all, you know I need some tangible, practical ideas on how to preach God's promises and not our pain. So I will say this. We cannot preach what we do not know. I'm going to say that again. We cannot preach what we do not know. So the first step is to know God's promises. Step number one is to know God's promises. That means we must know the Word of God like we know the air we breathe. God is very clear about this in Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall read and meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything in accordance with what is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will be successful. Now that's from the Amplified Version. So if we are clearly told to meditate on the word day and night. So that means we've got to spend some time with it, because if you meditate means to spend some time with, to think about, to just get into the word day and night. Now, if we are honest with ourselves, we know that most of us, I can't say all of us, don't spend enough time in the word. We don't spend enough time reading God's word to know the promise. So we have to do a self-check on that one. We have to look and say, okay, Lord, am I spending enough time with your word? And our example of someone who knew the word should be Jesus. We should take our lead from him and Matthew 4:1-11. Because Jesus was very clear, was a very clear example of what knowing the word does. So if we look at Matthew 4:1-11, it says, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards, he was hungry. Now, when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command these stones become bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So I'm going to stop there, and there are two things I want to point out about this scripture. Notice that as soon as Jesus was done fasting, the word says, now the tempter came to him. So as we close out a fast, we should expect to be tempted. We should expect for the tempter to show up. Therefore, for those of us who are coming off of the corporate fast, do not be caught off guard if the enemy comes and tries to steal all that you just received. If he did it to Jesus, why would he not do it to us? See, but Jesus gave us the example of what to do. We should always have a comeback for the tempter with the word like Jesus did. He let the enemy know it is written. But if you've not read it, then you won't know what's written. So see, therefore, you've got to spend some time to be able to speak to the enemy with authority. You've got to spend some time in the word to be able to tell the enemy it is written. See, Jesus had an answer for him. We can't go up against the tempter, against the devil, without the word. We should desire to be able to speak to the enemy the way Jesus did. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. It is written. The word goes on to say, then the devil took him into the holy city, set him in the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, now look at that, even the enemy knew the word of God. Because there he says, he's talking to Jesus, and he says, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in thy hands shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Jesus spoke the word back to him. Jesus said to him, it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. See, the enemy will always tempt us with our vanity. He understands the society in which we live. Being important is important to a lot of people. However, Jesus again gives us the example of how to speak in those tongues. Think about it. Jesus, who had the right, being one of the Trinity, to prove who he was, did not. Instead, he spoke the word of God and says, it is written. You shall not tempt the Lord your God. So even though Jesus had the right, because of who he was, to show Satan, to show the enemy exactly who he was, instead he says, it is written, and spoke the word of God to the enemy, to the tempter. See, if you know the word of God, then no matter what the situation or circumstance, if you know the promises, then you can preach God's promise and not your pain. I want to impress upon each and every one of us that knowing the word is imperative to right relationship with God. So the word goes on to tell us, again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory and their glory. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Then the devil left him, And behold, the angels came and ministered to him. See, we got to think about this thing. Jesus didn't take from his own power, which he could have, but instead he said, it is written, and then spoke the word of God to the enemy. The enemy will always tempt us with things of the world because they are the glitz and the glam. See, a lot of people, even a lot of people in the kingdom of God, are chasing the glitz and glam. They're looking for instant gratification, instant reward, instead of truly pressing in and understanding the word of God. Jesus' example could not be clearer. He tells Satan first, go away. Okay, I'm done with you now. And gives him one more final, it is written. So if we have not read the word, then we cannot tell our storms, our trials, our tribulations, our situations and circumstances, it is written. See, we've got to know what was written in the book. We've got to know the promises of God before we can preach God's promise and not our pain. But if we haven't spent any time in the word, if we haven't read it, then how can we say it is written to the things of this world, to the situations and circumstances that are going to come? Because we know the word says no weapon formed against us shall prosper, not that no weapon shall be formed. So we've got to make sure that we have the ammunition to fire back at the tempter. And you can't have the ammunition to say it is written if you've not read it. That is why Joshua 1 and 8 commands, doesn't ask, doesn't you know, suggest. It tells us, it commands us to meditate on the word day and night. See, some of us expect God to do it all. However, we clearly have our part to play. We clearly have a responsibility in this relationship. You don't want your earthly relationships to be one-sided. So why would you want your relationship with God to be one-sided? We are instructed in 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman who needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The word study is the word study is defined as the devotion of time and attention to acquiring knowledge, especially by means of books, a detailed investigation and analysis of a subject or situation. So we need to spend time in the word. We need to know which scriptures apply to which situation or circumstance in our lives so that we can preach God's promises and not our pain in that situation. If we have not read the word, then we surely have not studied it. But we have to understand, we have to know that we know the promises of God before we can preach God's promises and not our pain. And to do that, we need to study to show ourselves approved. I understand some of, you know, sometimes the easy way is to just let God do it. I get that. But we want to be in that right relationship. And we should be willing to put more into our relationship with God than we are with our relationships with human beings. We want we want our spouse or our significant other to pour into us, to understand us, to learn us. Then we should be willing to learn God the same way. So I'm going to leave you today right here, because I'm not going to get on to that second practical step. When the Lord says stop here, we have to stop here. So I'm going to turn the call back over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me, Minister Kai?
Loud and clear. Floor is
yours.
Glory
to God, glory to God. It is written. I'm telling you, that's going to dwell in my spirit, man, today. Glory to God. Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for another profound and awesome message on where we should preach God's promises and not our pain. I will be calling you back to close us out with a benediction, but first we're going to go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Lord, you have truly been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Even before you set the mountains in place and set the earth and the world in its position, even from everlasting to everlasting, you truly are God. And we thank you, O God, for allowing us to see this 9/11/2019, O God. We thank you, Father, for your goodness, your mercy, your loving kindness, your truth, your peace, your joy surrounding us, O God, especially in this message today. Lord, we lift up our minister Kai before you, and we ask you, Father, that you pour back virtues of blessings into that spirit man, oh God. Allow her to saturate herself in your presence, Father God, knowing that you have everything in store for her. Bless her going out, bless her coming in, bless everything her hands touch and where her feet tread. Bless her son, Lord God, Christopher. Bless everything that concerns her, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, as she richly allows you to use her, Father God. I thank you for just saturating her in your presence like never before. Lord God, we thank you for every person on this call. We ask you, Father, that you meet the need like never before. And we thank you for those that are before us, Lord, who are going through health challenges. But we call them healed because your word, it is written, it says you were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. By your stripes, we are healed. We call these people healed. Mother Oliver, Willa, Tara, Mother Eleanor, James, Leslie, Jerry, Allison, Johnny, Duncan, Kenneth, Christy, Sam. We call them healed by the blood of the Lamb. And we thank you, Father God, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. It is written. And we thank you, Father God, that you are healing and you're touching and consoling the bereaved families, the Cool family, the Jones, the Radcliffe, the Valentine family, Father God. We thank you, Father, for putting your arms around them. And your word says, it is written, that the sufferings of this world can be compared to the glory that's instilled in each and every one of us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for touching those that are remembering 9/11. Touch those that have helped and consoled each other, Father God. Touch the United States of America like never before as we reflect on how you intervene through this process. Lord God, we thank you for every good and perfect gift that's coming from you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, you definitely want to share this message with someone today. And that replay number is 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677-pound. And remember, today is Awareness Wednesday on the MMC call
right after this call, where the topic is bipolar disorder. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Roslin, for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the Lord resting in your heart this morning. And thank you again, Psalmist Kalen, for ushering us before the presence of the Lord. And Minister Kai, we can't thank you enough for allowing God to use you with these messages on the topic, preach God's promises and not our pain. Would you come back and give us our benediction?
Thank you, our beautiful Mississippi Queen and Prayer General, for hosting with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you. Thank you just for being God all by yourself, for allowing us to come together yet again to hear what thus says the Lord. Lord, we want to make sure that we are doing all that we can to walk circumspectly according to your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for us. So, Lord, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you. And we say amen, amen, and amen. Go out there and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.